Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stephon Molyneux is our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to Dan in South Carolina. Give us his take on what's happening in the world. Dan, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to say, first of all, I am totally on board with what Stephon is talking about. It's, it's like a nightmare. It's surreal, but it's true. But it underscores why I called you in the first place, why I've been on hold for so long, because I wanted to mention Public Law 112-150 and Senate Bill 462, which is now in committee. It was 462 was written in March, and in Section 2, Paragraph 6, it says Congress finds that the civil war in Syria is threatening Syria's chemical weapons arsenal, which could be deployed against its own people or fall into the hands of terrorists. That was back in March.
Oh, yeah, they've been scripting this whole thing for a year and a half. I mean, that's the thing, is that they target their propaganda as if we're not even paying attention, because it's targeting the population that doesn't know what planet they're on.
Well, Section 3 of the 2012 version of this bill, Section 3 says that it is the policy of the U.S. to veto any one-sided anti-Israel resolutions in the U.N. Security Council. How can they put a provision like that into a U.S. law? And by the way, it's 22 U.S.C. 8602. It is the law of the land. How can, I mean, these two bills, Alex, are so revealing.
That's right. That's another great point, is how do you say what's anti-Israel to begin with, and how can you put in law something concerning another country? Talk about foreign entanglements. In fact, let me write that down, because I was aware of that law, but give me the law again.
Public Law 112-150, that's 2012, and then the Senate Bill 462, which is now in the Foreign Relations Committee.
That's crazy. Listen, I appreciate you bringing that up. Stephon, there's an example of globalism. Now it's not just U.S. laws. More and more of these treaties and things were being put under other countries' laws as well.
Yeah, which is really to say that there are no laws, because, I mean, one of the things that's depressing for the, I appreciate the caller bringing it up, how many letters was it for that law? I mean, 6, 8, 10 letters or something like that? I mean, we really shouldn't have a legal system that's that complicated, because it's impossible to obey any of these laws. There's some books out there that say you and I accidentally commit 3 felonies a day, whether we like it or not. You know, how about thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, don't bear some false witness, and maybe no raping. I think that would be some pretty basic laws that we could all live by. I mean, the complexity of what the legal system has become is so monstrous that we feel like that scene in Brazil where Robert De Niro is getting eaten by the paper monster. So the idea that there are these laws in our current society, now if we're going to go into international obligations and treaties, who on earth has any clue about what is legal or not? The only thing that we know is that the elites are above the law, because they can order, say, extraordinary rendition and torture, all of which are against international law. They can invade other countries against international law, not only suffer no negative consequences, but, you know, get presidential libraries named after them, pensions and speaking tours.
They are the global mafia, but I think that their little reign is coming to an end. Unfortunately, folks, we're out of time. Sorry to the other callers. If Farrell and Martin and Elliot and Jeremy and others call me back tomorrow, I promise you'll go to the head of the line. We covered a lot of it. More on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Stephon, I know you're going to be back on the show very, very soon. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Real pleasure.
Real pleasure having you on. Really get people thinking. Smart guy. Folks, again, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's all about free association. We don't make you become a member. I wish you would become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to support the transmission, but more importantly, so you can share your membership with your friends and family and wake them up. We'll see you back on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job to the crew. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Respected journalist Conrad Black, writing for the New York Sun, over the weekend, had this to say. He said the collapse of American influence recalls the disintegration of the Soviet Union, the fall of France post-World War II. And I do want to go over some of this article in the next 3 hours today. Because, you know, for the last 2.5 weeks, I've been saying undoubtedly the fall of the American Empire's influence is in full bloom right now. And the problem is, historically, that in every case, when an empire begins to collapse, it will expand large wars as a political distraction and an attempt to unify the population around primitive mob psychology or militant enthusiasm. In fact, I've done a study of this. Empires 100% of the time do this. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're going, the Soviet Union didn't launch any attacks in 1991 when they collapsed. No, they were already collapsing by the 1970s. They were already collapsing. The state was already collapsing. It had already collapsed the people as an authoritarian instinct to dominate them and collectivize them. And it was the success of the collapse of the individual and the family that led to the collapse of the state. And no amount of automation, technocracy, robots are going to be able to hold up the New World Order's tyranny as it destroys the individual. I mean, they openly say they want to destroy the individual in their white papers, and that somehow computers and robots will allow them to have their final revolution against good people. See, psychopaths, sociopaths, scum, they are at war. They have enmity against the good. And they feed us. And they bamboozle us. And they dumb us down as their instinct drives them towards control. But the Soviet Union launched multiple wars in Central Africa, in Latin America, in areas of Asia, in Central Asia, the list goes on and on, in an attempt to bolster public support around the military-industrial complex. So, if I had to put a date on it, the Soviet Union was really pretty much collapsing from the late 70s on to the mid-80s, and then just officially collapsed when their only engine of production that was left, East Germany, collapsed. And for 4 or 5 years before East Germany officially collapsed, when the military and police just stood down and stopped oppressing the people. The Lives of Others details a true story in retrospective of just one snapshot case. I suggest you watch it to understand what tyranny's like. And so we've now basically entered those waters. I would liken the United States to 1987, East Germany. About 1987, East Germany. 1989 is very, very close. And by the way, the social engineers know all this, and so they have the Homeland Security and the armored vehicles and the checkpoints, and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are bad, and libertarians are bad, and returning veterans are bad, and gun owners are bad, and Christians are bad. Pretty much anybody that knows how to tie their shoelaces. The only people who aren't bad in the new America are people that just laugh at everything and say, I don't care. Everything's going to be fine. I can't tell you how many entertainers I've talked to, how many rock stars I've talked to, how many media people I've talked to who say, listen, I totally agree with what you say behind the scenes. I've been told, shut up, and I'll be given the big contract. In some cases, we're talking, let's not exaggerate. $100 million, $20 million. And they're told, you shut up, some of them that have already spoken out, and you'll get a new contract. And folks, they're given a contract 6 months later when they shut up and sign a contract to shut up. People are given contracts and told, here's your money to shut up. And by the way, here's your agenda you're supposed to push right now. And so when I see childlike people make fun of us in the national media, a lot of times I end up talking to them behind the scenes. They're not childlike. They've been told to do what they're doing. But still some of them, local talk show hosts, other people, literally are childish and mimic the talking points, thinking they'll get a job with the establishment if they just play patty cake with the official narrative. Let me explain something. The official narrative is going down. The United States as we know it is not going to exist anymore. And we better be deciding if we want to have the Republic reborn and prosperity and go back to being a nation, or whether we want to just be some third world backwater that supplies Hessian mercenaries for the new EU, UN, NATO world government. Because the plan is to squeeze us for Agenda 21 to fund the world government and to use that impoverishment by scientific metric, a scientific actuary, as the tool of political oppression. Because what they've done is they've just turned it into a science what their tyranny already does. And again, they all write books, Rand Corporation, you name it. We've cited them here. I've made films about it where they admit all this and then rationalize it, that it's a good thing to do because prosperity is bad for the environment and for the carbon footprint. But, of course, not for them with their jet copters and jets and, you know, 15 mistresses and palaces and private islands and red carpets. And no, you're not going to have air conditioning. You're not going to have a car. And, by the way, you're not even going to have a job. Because let me give you the little news flash, all you trendies that have bought into this and go to Whole Foods and buy, you know, the racks are full of magazines about how cool it is to be poor and everything. Let me explain something to you. They're bankrupting you, and they set up the Rural Affairs Commission under the Pentagon to shut down all independent agriculture, and they're going to shut everything off in increments and then carry out basically high-tech red terror operations. Okay? You're going to be forcibly inoculated. You're going to die young of weaponized cancer you've been injected with. We're already deeply into this program. And here's a little news flash. The Pentagon's listening, and they know I'm telling the truth. And these Pentagon operatives go home and look at their wives and children at night, and they know everything I'm saying is dead on accurate. They're going and being decompartmentalized and looking up what I'm saying and finding out it's all true and connecting the dots. It's not even connecting the dots. It's like a caller said yesterday, this is painting by colors now or painting by numbers. And I'm sorry, reality's really scary and really wild. But here's the good part about reality. The globalists are flesh and blood just like us that have built themselves up to this godlike status with our tax money and our energy. The minute we realize they're predatory enemies, the minute we realize their system's bad for us and is only going to get worse and that it's us or them, the moment we commit to absolutely do everything we can to sabotage them, every day with targets of opportunity in the info war is one step closer to politically pulling that razor's edge across their carotid arteries. And let me tell you, folks, the New World Order, if you want to use that analogy, is already holding its neck. We already slit one wide open, blood spraying all over the walls right now. We need to just dig in, pull it in all the way across, reach into the New World Order and give them a Colombian necktie, okay? That's what needs to happen because it's us or them. You understand that? This is a death battle, ladies and gentlemen. And their blood's spraying all over the walls right now. You have to understand, so is ours. This is a death battle. We've got like hatchets, basically, hacking each other up right now. And if I can just get the American people and the people of the world to realize how serious this is and trigger our life force, our survival mechanisms, our survival instincts that we all have, you're all weaponized, ladies and gentlemen. Humans are incredible creatures. If I can get you to turn on your weaponized systems and just admit you're under attack, it's all over, folks. It's time to go weaponized. It's time to activate your survival instincts right now, and you got to do that first to admit we're under attack. Okay, and the minute you admit that, you're a cop, you're in the military, you get it because you understand that. The general public, though, the minute you go research what I say, no matter how far out it sounds, like science fiction, you're in 2013, folks, and the globalists are 30 years advanced. It's more like 2050, 2045 in real technological development. That's why they're on such power trips. The minute you become conscious of all of this is the minute we turn the tide. And by the way, we're at the tipping point right now. Every analyst that I respect is saying the same thing. And, of course, you notice that I've always said our main goal is to collapse the globalist empire because we pay for it. It's immoral. It's fraudulent. And at its heart, it's a eugenicist empire. They always sell the idea that, oh, this big empire, they sell to the intelligentsia, to the general public. They tell you there's no empire. There's no corruption. They sell to the average yuppie. The average person making $200,000 a year who thinks they're a member of the elite, that if you buy into all this and you buy into the corruption and you buy into the lies and you buy into, okay, they planted WMDs, but so what? That's how we get the oil. We're paying more now than we were back in 2003 for oil, folks. It's designed so that we don't get cheap oil. Saddam's crime was selling cheap oil. And that's just one little microcosm example of how just because you delusionally believe and imagine that you're part of the power structure doesn't make it so. And I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to talk about how we've been given artificial narcissistic personalities to be programmed and how we can deprogram ourselves. But First, I'm going to come back and break down the latest bombshell developments on the Syria situation. But the bigger story is the mass awakening.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. North, to Alaska. Go north, the rest is home. North, to Alaska. Go north, the rest is home.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here. We're back live. I'm going to give the number out at the end of this segment and start taking your calls in the next segment, interspersed with news. I would like to open the phones up, though, when I do, specifically for radio talk show hosts, writers, people in the media. What is your take on the collapse of confidence, not only in the Obama administration, but in Congress and in the mainstream media? And you disagree with me that this signifies a major tipping point, a sea change. I mean, it undoubtedly is. The question is, will this sea change be successful? In fact, here is the toll-free number. I'd like to get your take from a media perspective on this. 800-259-9231. You don't need to say who you are. You can if you want to. But I'd rather just, say I'm in radio, I'm in TV, I'm in print, I'm in film. Here is my take on this. But from folks that have actually done something in the media. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, the system is counting on ignorance. That is the ocean in which these tyrants, these leviathans swim. But you've got over 2.5 years ago the West injecting the rebels that are now committing incredible atrocities against Christians, making them convert to Islam or having their heads chopped off. That's now mainstream news. Burning Bibles en masse, blowing up churches. And then meanwhile, we've got Obama coming out and saying, hey, I was hired, I was elected to end wars, and I want to end the war in Syria. Basically the same thing he said last week, war is peace. That's what he said. But the West, NATO, the U.S., Israel, Saudi Arabia, who's right at the heart of it, bankrolling it. They're spreading the Sunni empire. Nothing against Sunni Muslims, folks, but it's the majority. It's the group the globalists side with. It's the shock forces, and I do have something against the radical Sunni jihadist and Al-Qaeda. And some people in the Israeli papers go, well, we're helping knock out our, Iran's ally with our enemy, Al-Qaeda. Look, come on, Al-Qaeda's been used to attack Israel. That came out in Haaretz years ago in Jerusalem Post in fake Al-Qaeda attacks. Just search that headline so that you could take Israelis' liberties and also Arabs that live in Israel, take their freedoms. The military-industrial complex, whether it's in Russia or Israel, whether it's in the U.S. or South Africa, stands to gain from crises. And Israel wants a piece of Syria, a lot more than they got with the Golan Heights, and it is despicable. And I've seen some spin out there that it's anti-Semitic if I don't support Israel supporting Al-Qaeda as a proxy in Syria. And if people in Israel criticize this, they get criticized. You'll do what the central government says or you're a racist. You'll support Obamacare or you're a racist. You'll turn your guns in or you're a racist. It's the same political correctness, which is really just a weapon. We're going to call you bad names if you don't go along with this. Meanwhile, I'm criticized by the giant other religious group, the anti-Israel crowd, that's a religion, who absolutely see me as the devil. Because all of their bullying has not made me join them. I will continue to be credible and really address things geopolitically on how they stand, not on which group I'm in. I'm in the group that promotes liberty and freedom for all. I'm in the group that promotes due process and family values and the Second Amendment. And I believe there are people from every group that support that. But here is Obama saying he needs to end the war, but nobody points out the war his handlers started. Here it is.
I was elected to end wars and not start them. I've spent the last 4.5 years doing everything I can to reduce our reliance on military power.
Using Al-Qaeda.
What I also know is that there are times where we have to make hard choices if we're going to stand up for the things that we care about.
All right, that's enough. And that's the same speech he's been giving. The things we care about. And he goes on to say, fighting evil. Assad was attacking nobody. Assad was westernizing. Assad was opening up. Assad wanted to have resorts there and wanted Westerners to come. Assad grew up in England. Assad was having elections in regional governments. And they used that openness to then come in and destabilize the country. And then they criticize the country as cracking down, just like they're doing Egypt. Oh, Egypt, you won't let Al-Qaeda murder all the Christians and all the Jews that live there. You're anti-Semitic. It's amazing that these are such tyrants, but because they're called liberals, it's supposedly okay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, I'm going to go to your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want to first go over some of the big developments in Syria and in the rest of the Middle East, but then contrast that to the accelerating collapse in confidence in the system. We're going to do that here in just one moment. But first off, if you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, you will find a free online catalog with close to 400 different amazing products, the very best out there, all basically compiled and put together by people like Dr. Wallach and people like Dr. Corey Gold and many other companies that they've gone out and researched and acquired. And if you go to InfoWarsHealth.com, it has all the best stuff out there. Pollen Burst Plus, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic and non-GMO, just amazing. The Osteo FX, they've got the discounted Alex Pack to get everything you need in one pack. It's got just amazing seaweed products and thyroid products for your heart, for your brain, for your memory. They've got stuff for men and women, for your stomach. For your libido, just the very best products, InfoWarsHealth.com. com or 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. If you want to call and ask any questions about the products and talk to the great InfoWars team, you can also sign up there on the site to get free shipping. Free shipping at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com when you sign up for AutoShip. You can also sign up for a one-time $10 fee and become a member and get discounts as well. So that's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Both sites take you right to the online shopping cart, secure shopping cart. And your purchases there, shopping with the good guys, shopping with the patriots, makes this radio broadcast and transmission possible. That is what is making this show possible. So we go out and find the very best products, you know, not things that I don't believe in. And I'm not knocking folks that sell bitcoins. I'm not knocking people that promote other stuff. And you'll hear some of it here on the network. So that's fine. I haven't investigated that, but I don't endorse it. If you hear me endorsing something, I've looked into it, and I believe it's excellent. InfoWarsHealth.com is excellent. Also, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, this is a totally listener-supported transmission. We don't take taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC. Oh, you didn't know they got stimulus money? No, no. We're supported with the high-quality shortwave radios we sell that are solar-powered at cost in many cases. I mean, this is just, there's hardly any profit in some of this stuff because I just have the very best prices. The Creature from Jekyll Island, American Drug War II, it's all there. The Pro Pure Pro One systems. 10% off with promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com. All the great books and films and T-shirts and ball caps, all of it helps spread the word. All of it helps you meet like-minded patriots in your area when you're wearing an InfoWars.com come and take it shirt or an Obama tyrant shirt. We've got women's apparel. InfoWarsStore.com. And your support has made this possible. And look at how InfoWars and my news operations are always now right at the heart of big breaking news and things that really turn the tide. And that is a blessing from God. I am honored. I am humbled by God's grace, but by your grace as well, listeners, putting up with me, supporting me. Lord knows, you know, I'm just a man, warts and all. As Lord Nelson once said about himself, he said, I don't know everybody likes me so much. I'm just a man, warts and all. But the point is, we're all in this together, and I'm 110% committed to the fight for liberty. So thank you all for your support, including our local AM and FM affiliates that pick up the broadcast. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor. Spread the word on however you listen. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me just race through some of the headlines, and then I will go back to your calls. About a year ago, and then again about 4 months ago, the Russians said, we're at all the chemical weapons bases that every major government in the world has. Our media plays on ignorance like, we should invade them. They have chemical weapons. The United States has more chemical weapons than anybody in the world. Let's just get that straight. Okay, and that means the criminals that have hijacked this nation do. And so we've got that going on. So now Kerry came out and said, you were given 1 week. This is all over the news. When I say all over the news, why even give a source? AP, Reuters, LA Times, I've got them all. The Guardian. Here's The Guardian. John Kerry gives Syria week to hand over chemical weapons or face attack. So now it's a new ultimatum. Hand over those WMDs, Saddam. I don't have any. You sold them to me, and then you know, for a decade, the UN inspectors have been here and blown them all up. Doesn't matter. We know you have them hiding in a chicken factory or a turkey processing plant. Or they actually said a nuclear reactor was hidden under a rose bush. Remember that one? That was on the news. And then you've got Kerry and everybody saying, we ought to just assassinate Assad. Notice anybody else does that, you get arrested for plotting murder. They don't have congressional authorization. They don't have common law. It violates international law on its face. On its face. And they're just doing it because they're a bunch of gangsters. A bunch of gangsters. And you've got all these interests that want to carve up. It's very colonial. Saudi Arabia, Israel, France wants a piece of Syria. Turkey used to be a colonial power, the heart of the Ottoman Empire until just about, well, until World War One, I guess 1918, when it collapsed. And there's just this destabilization by globalist forces to collapse all this real estate and these civilizations to come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And then Assad gives a. I watched the whole Charlie Rose interview last night. And Assad says things like, I guess there could be chemical weapons if the rebels get control. I've got the transcript right here. You can, and the media is like, Assad threatens chemical attack. They go, will you attack your neighbors? He goes, well, it's not just us. There are other forces in the Middle East that are going to respond. And yeah, it's going to be bad, i.e. Hezbollah and Iran. And they spin that like Assad is threatening a new 9/11. And I was listening to the radio this morning, national radio. I'm not going to infight somebody, can even say who, but you can imagine. I was going back and forth between NPR and a big national show that's on in the morning. You all probably heard similar stuff. I saw it on CNN earlier today. The talking point is that, see, he's going to do another 9/11. Bashar Assad, ladies and gentlemen, is secular. Bashar Assad has been fighting actual al-Qaeda for 2 years, 9 months. Keep saying 2.5 years. It's actually more than that now. It'll be 3 years in December. This stuff all kicked off December 3 years ago, basically. And you could go there and stay in a hotel and go to the beach, okay, in Syria. You could go to the oldest markets in that area of the world. You could go see Roman and Byzantine ruins. In fact, I wanted to go to Israel sometime. I've been to Europe. I wanted to go to Israel and see that incredible history. I wanted to then go to Syria. I wanted to then go to Rome because I had never been to Italy. That was a trip I was planning someday, a dream trip. I'm not going to be able to ever go to Syria, folks. I mean, they've got Roman ruins better than what they've got in Rome there. Okay? I mean, just, in fact, type into Google search engine and click images, Roman ruins, Syria. I mean, it is incredible. Whole cities just out in the desert, columns and buildings and stuff that makes the Parthenon in Greece look like, that's all being blown up right now. Because the jihadis hate any culture that isn't Saudi Arabian, Bedouin or whatever. They're blowing up some of the oldest churches in the world. I don't have to tell you this. It's finally on the news. And they're putting people to the sword that don't join it. I mean, it is, look at those ruins. By the way, they're shelling those. I saw that this weekend and almost cried. I mean, it just goes on and on. I said I'd go to your calls. This is making me so sick. And then it's the tragedy of the ignorance of the public. That, yeah, they're waking up, but not fast enough. Because Obama says he's got to clean up the war and stop the death. I mean, this is like Jeffrey Dahmer having a press conference and saying, you know, I need to protect kids in the neighborhood. And you're like, but you shot video of you killing people and injecting acid in their brains to make them zombie sex slaves and you know, all these bodies in your refrigerator and drums. And he's sitting there eating a forearm going, what's the big deal? I mean, they're the authors of it. They did it. They're trying to overthrow Egypt right now and trying to put al-Qaeda in. Forget Muslim Brotherhood, folks. I've seen the films. You've seen the, I mean, it's al-Qaeda flags. It's the real deal. And this is them going too far. I mean, will they get away with this is the question. And by the way, I'll cover this next hour after I take calls and continue with calls. We do have breaking news on the missing nukes at Dyess Air Force Base. Dyess refuses to deny secret nuke transfer. We're now 6 days into this. It'll be a week tomorrow. And they have refused on their own Facebook to deny it. And we've talked to them, I don't know, like 6-7 times, videotaped it. You've seen those videos we put out. They will not deny it still. So there you go. What does that tell you? Because if they weren't transferring nukes, they'd say, this story is completely erroneous. I happen to know Lindsey Graham's gotten thousands of calls. They've gotten thousands at Dyess. We call up and they go, is this about the weapons transfer? We're like, yeah, well, we'll call you back in a few hours. And then they never do. And we call back the next day. You know, you said, Captain, that you were going to call us back. No, I didn't. I never said that. Call them back the next day. I never talked to you. Yeah, you told us you'd call us back. No, I didn't. Well, yeah, we have video of it. Nope, didn't. I mean, just unbelievable. Dyess refuses to deny secret nuke transfer. But then we discovered, well, I mean, I knew about this hiding in plain view, but the Pantex giant nuclear weapons manufacturing and decommissioning facility, the biggest in the United States. In fact, they say most of it's done there. I love how it's got guard towers and barbed wire facing in. Very, very interesting. My military personnel sources have said that is a FEMA camp as well. It's a gigantic facility. And you can go look at images of them with warheads. And I've just been told by sources that don't want to get in trouble that I should look at the Pantex facility and that that's where the nukes came from, that they were just going through Dyess and that something else was being picked up at Dyess. And that's a separate source than our other sources. But obviously, folks can't give you a lot of info when they've signed national security agreements. You see what happens to whistleblowers. But it is illegal to just have these things disappear in trucks to South Carolina with Lindsey Graham saying brace for nukes to go off. But we're going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Chris, TV producer, Alex, writer, blogger, Ronald's a journalist, Drew's a talk show host, and Julio is listening on 1530 AM WCKG in Chicago. I know who he is because he's done reporting for us and broken some national news stories. We're going to get to all of you into the next hour here in just a few minutes. But first, here is Basher with Charlie Rose, Mr. CFR, saying, I didn't do the chemical attack. And by the way, all hell's going to break loose if you attack us. I mean, obviously, and then the media's like, oh, he's so threatening. The West is starting this, folks. I mean, can I just walk up to somebody on the street, done nothing, break their nose? The cops get there, and I go, you know, after I punched him in the nose, officer, he threatened to punch me back. You know, I've been punching this guy in the face for almost 3 years and doing all this and cutting off everything, and now he's threatening to fight back. I mean, the cops would go, well, you just assaulted him. You're going to jail. I mean, this is just common law, ladies and gentlemen. But instead, the cops go, well, here, let me just shoot him for you. Boom, 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 boom. And the guy's wriggling on the ground, bleeding to death. And they're like, man, look at him. His blood is dripping on the ground. He might give us HIV. He's a terrorist. Arrest that dying man. I mean, it's just, it beggars common sense. Let's go to a little clip of Basher.
What was the reality on August 21st? What happened in your judgment?
We're not in the area where the alleged chemical attack was happened, as it alleged. We're not sure that anything happened.
Even at this date, you are not sure the chemical weapons, even though you have seen the videotape, even though you've seen the bodies, even though your own officials have been there.
I haven't finished. Our soldiers in another area were attacked chemically. Our soldiers. They went to the hospital as casualties because of chemical weapons. But in the area where they said the government used chemical weapons, we only had video and we only have pictures and allegations. We're not there. Our forces, our police, our institutions don't exist. How can you talk about what happened? We don't have evidence. We're not like the American administration. We're not social media administration or government. We are the government that deals with reality. Well, when we have evidence, we will announce.
Well, as you know, Secretary Kerry has said there is evidence that they saw rockets that fired from a region controlled by your forces into a region controlled by the rebels.
All right, folks.
They have evidence.
So what's happening is, the emperor's new clothes, the fact that the emperor's actually butt naked, is now all coming out. And at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to break down exactly how the emperor's new clothes and that idea is what's controlling our society, because the Federal Reserve is not federal. It is a total fraud. The globalists do run Al-Qaeda on record. The globalists did start this war. The rebels have shot all these videos bragging that they did it. That's been picked up. And now national French and Italian TV have interviewed people that were kidnapped by Al-Qaeda and held and then ransomed out. This is up on Infowars.com. Very important story. And they're saying, no, we were held by them, and they bragged that Basher hadn't done it and that the chemical attack was launched by them to bring in the U.S. and that they were going to win now. And so Europe is all seeing this now, right now. Here's the headline on Infowars.com. Kidnapped teacher, rebels said Assad not behind chemical weapons attack. And the reason that article is so important is that it shows all the other past videos of them launching chemicals and admitting it and everything. See, that's the issue. The system thinks we're so ignorant, they're going to have the rebels brag about this publicly while Charlie Rose and everybody shakes their finger at Assad and says, come on, you know you did it. It's amazing. Let's go to this clip of Assad talking about expect everything. Here it is.
Tell me what you mean by expect everything.
Expect every action.
Including chemical warfare?
That depends. if the rebels or the terrorists in this region or any other group have it, this could happen. I don't know. We don't. I'm not fortune teller to tell you what's going to happen.
But we'd like to know more, and I think the president would like to know more. American people would like to know, you know, if there's an attack, you know, what might be the repercussions and who might be engaged in those repercussions.
Before the 11th of September, in my discussion with many officials in the United States, some of them are congressmen, I used to say that don't deal with the terrorists as playing games. It's a different story. You're going to pay the price if you're not wise in dealing with the terrorists. So nobody expects, we said there are going to be repercussions of the mistaken way of dealing with it.
All right, there you go. Let's stop right there. He's still, if you read the transcript carefully, saying you turn this country over to terrorists, there's going to be big problems. And there's other players in the region, meaning Iran. We're going to come back and talk to Julio, Drew, Ronald, Alex, Chris, and many others. We'll take calls from journalists till the bottom of the next hour. Then I'll open the phones up for everybody. Into the third hour. Stay with
us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, I'm going to start going to your phone calls now. I just got a call during the break from Raymond Teague's wife, who worked with me for a couple of years. He was a good friend of mine. I had dinner with him just about a month ago, and he told me he didn't know how much longer he was going to live. He was walking around on a walker, but had a lot of heart attacks and had like 40-something stents in his heart. And Raymond died an hour ago. And then you'd heard him hear us a few times on the air, did a lot of amazing stuff in Vietnam, secret stuff, and then worked for NASA and was in Skylab and the space shuttle and the Apollo 13 program, the whole Apollo program. just a treasure trove of info, and Raymond just died an hour ago. We love you, Raymond. We know you're in a better place now, buddy. That, it really gets to me. He was such a sweet guy. Really bums me out. I tell you, I don't know why it hit me so hard. I had my great uncle die about a month ago, and I liked him and knew him my whole life, hunted with him, hung out with him. He was like a kind of a harder guy, so it's not like Raymond was just a funny, real innocent person. He wanted me to go, kept inviting me to go camping with him. Oh, man. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Julio in Illinois. I think all the kids the globalists are killing right now in Syria, folks. At least Raymond has kids and everything and had a good life. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My condolences to your loss and to Raymond's family, and Lord willing, he's in a better place. Alex, it's crazy times we're living in, my friend. It truly is, and with what's going on with the Syria conflict, from a media perspective, it's quite fascinating to see the large public outcry in this internet age we're living in, that so many people, not just in Europe, but here in the U.S., are very animate against this on both sides of the political spectrum. And the media, from corporate media to the alternative media, well, the alternative media really forced corporate media, with your hard work and others, to really shine a light on this issue, to admit, yes, that Al-Qaeda is actually being funded by the United States.
And now it's on Face the Nation and everywhere that actually there isn't proof. We don't know who did the chemical stuff. I mean, it's amazing. That's why I wanted to talk to media folks. What is your take on the sea change? How big is it? And how do you expect the empire to strike back?
It's huge, Alex. It's a total game changer. You know, with Libya, it was kind of the first push to where we are currently, but it's a total game changer. It's like a slap in the face, really, or a pie to the face to these corporate media outlets that are actually...
And it's not just on this issue. It affects everything. It's not even a game changer. It's a sport changer, the sport of life. I mean, it is a global, total shift, I'm telling you.
And what I think is coming up next, I think the U.S. is on high alert. And I'm not just saying this. This is through a Texas Fusion Center document from the Texas Department of Homeland Security. They're talking about a potential threat. The FBI this month or a couple months ago released an aviation alert for potential attacks. They're throwing this out there. And quickly on the nukes thing, you talked about what happened with your sources about nuke transfers. I'm reading a document from the Department of Defense that was updated August 15th of 2013, and it's the Department of Defense Transportation of U.S. Nuclear Weapons. And it's a brand new update on how you should safely transport nuclear weapons, and it mentions that all nuclear weapon transportations throughout the U.S. Has to get approval from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So maybe that's another lead for you, Alex, to look into what's going on with your sources down in Texas with the nuke transfers.
That's why they're freaking out, because they didn't see any paperwork. It was just the base commander. And then now we're 6 days in, and we call them on air. We've been releasing these videos where we tape it, and they will not deny it. And then you got Lindsey Graham saying, brace for atomic attack in South Carolina if we don't attack Syria. I mean, it's so obvious who's terrorizing people. Thank you, Julio. Drew, Ronald, Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.